KNOX, the red one.
EBR.
KKKL monitoring, stay white one. Good morning, Tom, NAWRO.
Oh, good morning. Leaving Grand Blanc and heading down to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that is a bit of a drive today for you, but I presume, at least the sun's out, I presume the roads are should be okay.
Yeah, they're better than they were this morning.
Yeah, that is amazing how just a little tiny bit of dusting of a snow can ruin it. I mean, it's the temps, too. They're pretty cold out there today. Not getting any warmer.
Yeah, no, it's 18 degrees is what it says on my dashboard.
Well, I had a good little TX with Wally earlier this morning. VHF QSO with 88 OD. And what else? Dean as well on 7.2. So starting off to be a busy day for me sitting here at the shack.
Yeah, I walked around all Ascension, Grand Blanc, and get intercoms working. So, you know, the baby station will work and the pediatric station will work. But apparently somebody swapped the units and didn't say anything because some buttons were broken. So I had to swap them back and rewire it. And I'm like, okay, now you got this one. Now it works. Just got to get you another station that we can put the new buttons on.
Yeah, I'm sure they're appreciative to have that back. Yeah, years ago, prior to work, when I used to work, we did have just intercoms prior to having the P25 radios or whatever. And if that went down, that would not be good. So the only other thing you use would be the overhead page system. You just dial into the phone, and you could do a overhead page throughout the whole building. But you don't want to do that. The intercoms came in very handy.
Oh, yeah. There's a master station at the Baby Mom. There's a master station at Pediatrics and a master station at LBRP at one of security. So four different call buttons, all for the same video monitor. Just had to get the buttons right, but the other ones are all busted up, so I had to redo one, so at least it worked with one, the most important one. Once I did that, everything's all hunky-dory, but they still need a new call box. The three other buttons are just busted.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the staff is just punching the buttons too hard, wearing them out. Or maybe it's just normal wear and tear. Don't know.
No, it's usually people with knuckles or long nails, and then they press it really hard, and it's just a snap fitting on the back, and then they bust it, and the springs shoot out, and then it doesn't work at all.
So I see it's still, in that application, a mechanical button. There was a, when we upgraded, we ended up going to like a membrane button, so it was, I guess it's still mechanical, but totally different than old school.
It is actually a Micro relay behind the button with a spring on it, and it just snaps in. The membrane ones, I mean, they're fine, but like I said, you get them people with long nails, and they use their nail to press the button, and then it tears up the rubber contact pad on the back side of it. Even the pressure ones, and you got the rubber ones with a carbon tip on it that shorts across a couple wires, and then you got the other one that you press it, and it's just two membranes that press together. And if you do it properly, it works just fine. But you start using fingernails and pens, everything else like that, and then they wear out. And women are notorious for doing that. Oh, gotta go home. Call. I'll be right back. KCKJL.
NAWRO.
KCAKJO, back at it again.
N-8-W-R-O. Yeah, I know what you mean about those membranes, Tom. It, they do. Yeah, we had a a lot of them kind of destroyed after a relatively short period of time.
Exactly. I mean, I have one hotel that I put this reader up, and after all, like, it stopped working. I'm looking, there's like holes in the cover pad. The numbers are worn out. You know, then I watched some girl walk up, some employee. She's got them long fingernails, and she couldn't use her fingers, so she uses their nails, and she just starts digging her nail into it. I'm like, that's why it's broke. So what I did is I put a touchpad one up there that's, you know, like an iPhone touchpad kind of thing. And after that, they were complaining. Said, I can't type in the numbers. And I talked to the director of security. I said, I put that one up. I said, you're not paying for one being destroyed every month. He goes, I said, they can use their knuckle or they can use their finger or their thumb. You know, but when they got them 6-inch nails, I mean, that's not my problem.
I know exactly what you mean. Then our guys were using the eraser on a pencil, which is one thing. It's kind of okay-ish, but you still can poke too hard and it'll break it after a while. And, of course, when they want to cause problems, they use the other side of the pencil.
Exactly. I mean, not all of them are foolproof, but these touch ones a little bit better, you know, because you have to use your finger. You know, you can use your pinky, you can use your knuckle, you know, and it works just fine. I got them all over the place, but just those employees didn't like it because they had to use their finger and touch it. I'm like, well, that's the price that you pay. Cut your nails off, and I'll put the other one back on there. I said, aside from that, I said, you're going to be charged $500 per reader that I have to replace every couple months.
You know, I've kind of forgotten over the years, but having this QSO conversation here, that's the other side of what Sean Shop does. He does a lot of what you're doing, actually. You know, we always think radio's RF and all that, but there's more to it than that. You've got guys taking care of all that as well.
You know, he does the cameras and the access for the county, you know, along with the radios. So he called me up and asked me about a couple things when they had lock issues. I'm like, he uses the wrong power supply. Use this one. It'll work a lot better. I said, plus it's individually fused outputs. You do not, you got one lock that goes bad, you know, and it shorts it out. I said, you lock the whole power supply and use it, you know, however doors are on it. So he uses this power supply with the access module that's designed for individual lock outputs. I said, you'll save yourself a lot of heartache. And I think that's what he did. You can't use a 4-amp when you got, you know, 6 locks on it. You're just going to overload it. You need a 10-amp.
Yeah, that also reminds me, we didn't have too many of them. I don't know where they're at now, 15 years later, but we started putting some of those mag locks on some of the doors, and, man, those are strong. Nothing's going anywhere with those things engaged, but I guess I was always a little concerned if we had a power failure.
Well, power failure is a different story, but usually the power supplies are on the generator circuit with the rest of the building, so you're fine, you know, because not supposed to put batteries in them because that's a life safety issue. And they're supposed to be tied in with the fire alarm. So if the fire alarm goes off, then all the doors unlock.
In 99.9% of buildings, yes, but not in my building. You don't want all of them to unlock. Anyhow, hey, you're going to be able to make the net tonight? I think John's going to be doing it.
I should be either mobile or when I get home, and then I'll be on the node.
Also, I know you're extremely busy Monday through Friday, but maybe this weekend if you get a chance to look at the bylaws, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to drop on Discord to just discuss how Mike, Dave, I, Wally got to where we got today, and it's Mike's baby. I'm not... You know, it's his deal, but if you want a little briefing prior to Monday, happy to do it. Otherwise, we'll take care of it on Monday.
Yeah, I was partially reading through it. I got to read through it a little bit more. I see I'm in there as a property manager, so that's my baby. Make sure we keep that straight. But so far, it doesn't look too bad.
Well, the EC and the DEC are willing to hear people out, but I think the intent is to try to get the initial one passed, and we know it's a living document. It's going to change. We're going to have amendments. Not a problem. But, you know, certainly input is welcome. And, yes, sir, you are a board member elect. And it looks like if you look at Wally's position, too, you guys will kind of be related. So that's good because I know you guys can work together good. So N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, having bylaws in the board, you know, committee, very important. You know, because that helps our 501c3. You have to have all that in there. That's why for our union, we're a 501c3. And we have a president, vice president, a treasurer, and a secretary. But in our case, it would be a chairman and a co-chairman, or an EC and a DEC. And then we have the secretary and we have the treasurer. So, yeah, definitely. I like the way it's written so far, but I'll read more of it tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure as months go past, after we actually get the certificate or whatever it is from the feds, you know, we'll end up making some changes. You know, we can't predict everything, but I think it's a fairly good starting position, and we need to move on. We need to get it done. Actually, I was saying it's happening at a good time of the season because, you know, in the winter we're a little bit, you know, not doing a whole bunch of activities. No Skywarn, anything of that nature. Yeah, I know we get snow, but so it's a good time to actually have this come about. Not that we had a choice. It just happened this way, but yeah, it's working out good. In fact, speaking of Skywarn, I'm working on the MyCon liaison procedure document now, so I better get back to that, but I will be listening all day, Tom, if you call out again. So with that, N-A-W-R-O, I'll be clear at PSO after you, sir.
Sounds good, sir. I'll be out and about. 73 for now. K-A-C-K-J-O.
N-A-W-R-O from K-E-A-W-U-O. N-A-W-R-O from K-E-A-W-U-O.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. Did you get my email? I did reply to you. It's showing like it's in my inbox, on my outbox for some reason, but it's also in my sensor if you got it.
Yeah, it's arrived. I got it. So, all right, you got time now? I don't, you know, it can be any time that's good for you. Copy that. I'm on it. Thanks, John. N-A-W-R-O. Clear for now.
K-E-A-W-U-O, K-E-A-L-A-X. I just got your message, and I'm wondering what you're waiting for.
Yeah. Time. Time is... I just don't have enough of it. I have a lot of things on my plate, and I feel like I'm starting to get behind. People are sending me wish list items now, and it's like, man, I would love to tackle everything, but I am gonna need some patience because what I'm trying to implement is, you know, kind of done on my own time outside of work. And we're suddenly getting busy at work again, and so I think it'll happen eventually. And, you know, as far as, you know, software stuff, I think that'll be fun. But I've got a website to implement now. When it comes to auto completing call signs, that's something I'd love to do. But I really need to establish our database of members.
And that's really going to have to come from the website now. So we need to get the kind of the website up to get the list of, you know, the database of members to auto-complete from. I could go backwards and just make a database and start auto-completing from that, but then I'm kind of, you know, not, I'm doing something temporarily, which takes time so that we can have auto-complete, you know. I kind of, there's kind of like an order of operations that I need to satisfy. So some things will probably come, but they'll come later when the rest of the infrastructure is set up. But yeah, I guess I'm kind of rambling because that's not really what you were talking about. But yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling the pressure a little bit here, and I'm feeling like I'm letting Sean down. I haven't been able to look at the node stuff in a while. So I don't know. I'm a little bit pressed up against the wall. I was kind of hoping for a January 1st rollout of all this, but it's not looking like that's going to happen. So, but we'll take the punches as they come.
Okay, so first thing, deep breath. I definitely can see where it can be overwhelming, but I'm sure that you know, none of us are gonna try to burn you at the stake if you, you know, have to take a little more time and take some time for yourself. KELX.
I second that motion.
Yeah, I know. Everyone will be patient. It's just keeping track of, you know, all of what needs to be done and what everybody wants, you know. It's like I can't even get the first thing, you know, off my list without getting, you know, a new relatively elaborate implementation added to the list, which kind of changes everything else. And it's and I really want to get Sean taken care of because I feel bad. You know, he's been patiently waiting, and I know they need that. You know, that one's a little bit tough too because I just finally got the list of equipment that I need to get on MI6 from Paul. So I'm gonna have to order that. I was kind of hoping to. To me, it makes the most sense to put the node on MI6, then do the scripts to, you know, enable and disable the connections and stuff like that from the admin. And, you know, I could, the alternative is set up the node on something similar to MI6, to mimic the behavior that we want to show it as a proof of concept, but that it actually requires kind of a lot of setup in and of itself, and so I should just do it right instead of doing it wrong just to show that it works and then do it right later. You know, I'm just going to try to get it right on the MI6, put the whole, you know, host a node up there and then show how we can use a button to disconnect stuff and then go from there. And so I really want to get that right, but it requires me to spend money, and then I'm getting a little bit in trouble for spending money. And so it's like I'm a little bit pressed between a rock and a hard place. And so I don't really know. But I'm just going to keep pressing on and doing the best that I can because that's all that, you know, I can do. And when the stuff gets done, it's when it's going to get done. And so hopefully everybody can be patient with me. There is kind of a lot on the plate, and but I'm chipping away at it as quickly as I can. I would really like to get as much done as I can before January 1st.
Yeah, and I get that. And that auto-completion thing that we were talking about, that's just an idea. It doesn't have to be that way. We get by with what we got. So, you know, it's not a thing that's super pressing. And I definitely understand that you got a lot going on. Your list is very vast. So, hey, and if there's anything that I can help with, I know I'm a little bit not well-versed in some of it, but if there's anything I can help with, just let me know.
PRO. Agree with Dean there, John. Don't kill yourself over this. It's just the suggestions. And the due date on that thing I just sent you is 2027, so you got plenty of time.
Quick break for time. Once everybody's deployed and they're on the 365, then the wish list items are just going to, you know, compound, and it's going to get greater and greater and greater, and I'm going to get further and further and further behind. Because people are going to say, oh, you know, it'd be nice if we could have this, and it'd be nice if we could have that. Like, man, I want to help you as much as I can, but I'm just one guy.
NAWRO comment when time permits. Yeah, John, we're going to have to sit down with Dave, because I don't want you feeling this way. And that today was just a relay of what John T. thought it was cool, but in retrospect, probably shouldn't have even sent it, because in the whole scheme of things, it matters nothing, right? And also, too, just know that you're net boss now, right? So guess what? You get to make your own due dates. And if they're 2026 or if they're 2027, that's fine, because you're net boss on a lot of that stuff. So, but, you know, I'm going to talk to Dave, and maybe you, I, and Dave can sit down and we'll get this hashed out, because we don't want, we're all volunteers here. So whatever time you can volunteer is what you have. And, you know, your day job comes first, of course. Over to Dean and then John.
Yeah, I definitely I'll let you respond to Tim, but what is Dave will set something up, and I don't know if you drink, but I'll buy you a drink if you do.
Okay, EAWUL. No, I'm not much of a drinker. My dad was, but they say that kind of skips a generation. I think I did more before I was 21, and then once I turned 21 and it was legal for me to do it, I stopped. It's kind of weird how that works. But no, I don't know. It's just I don't want to make a bigger deal of it is, and we're actually, you know, in some ways we're a lot closer than I make it seem, you know. We have a network that we can use. It already works. We just need to deploy it. There's some things I'd like to get closer, but I don't know. I really think that the node thing is probably the biggest burden on me right now, is because I do have to spend some money to get on that. I have to coordinate with people to get that, to get, you know, an IP allotment. I just sort of feel like I'm letting those guys down, and I don't want to do that. And then there is still just a lot that I do have to do, but it's, you know, we can kind of limp along pretty easily. And I don't see this being a 2027, you know. I think we're going to roll into 2026. The add-in is a lot of, like, my wish list things that I'd like to add to it that I think would be really helpful for us to have as an emergency deployment type thing. But it's like really easy to spend a lot of time on, like, the wrong thing. You know, we were looking at the new members from the FCC database, and we noticed that we were getting some renewals, and people were mentioning that, oh, it looks like you have renewals, and those might not all be new hams. And that is the case, but I don't want to spend too much time looking and reverse engineering all those DAT files and merging
more files together, because then that makes your machine have to crunch more of the FCC database and stitch it together, which means that when you build your FCC database on your machine, it's going to take longer and do, you know, there's different ways to skin the cat, and I can do that. But right now I'm just trying to get everything up and running and tune as we go.
Yeah, I copy that, John. So we probably should prioritize, but I can't say enough that your regular life comes first and your day job comes first, and we'll have to clarify. Sometimes there's too many cooks in the kitchen as far as bosses saying, hey, can you do this, can you do that? And for what it's worth, I've already mentioned that we should, you got a full plate already. So, and as far as due dates, yeah, we're going to, you know, I can get, like, for myself, I can get by with the manual system. But don't need anything automated as far as I'm concerned. Down the line, yes, it would be fine. So that's a very low priority. Before I send any postcards out, I can handle that. It's not an issue. It's nice to automate things, but some of these things, like you're finding out, it's more work than what the manual work would be, if that makes sense. So, but with that, you're at work. I think we should probably break and just let you go. But let me try to load this Excel, and we'll get from there. But with that, I'll cut out. And how about we all just take a break, and then we can reconvene about this, and we don't want that big burden to be on you. This is supposed to be fun, so we'll work on it, John. Seriously, appreciate the work you do. Dean, over to you. I'm signing out. N-A-W-R-O. I'll be having the radios on, though.
7-3, Tim. I might be in a bad spot. I'm not sure, but I bumped the power up. But, I agree. And, when stuff rolls out, do it like the corporate businesses do it. Put in a help desk request. They'll get to it when they get to it. Hey, it's one of those things. Don't push yourself too hard. Is there any other way of doing that node setup without being on the MI6?
So first of all, I feel like I probably vented a little bit too much, and everybody is being very protective, and I wish that I hadn't. So don't take what I said today, I guess, to be like a cry for help type of thing. I sometimes feel the pressure at work and whatnot, but we can work through it, and I like the challenge. I am going to try to meet the challenge for what it is and try to do my best to get everything done. But so the node setup is, what it requires is basically I intend to try to SSH into a node and disconnect and reconnect using scripts. Mainly I want to use PowerShell because it's so powerful. That would allow us to, like as net control, if you have the net control log and you're using the add-in, you would be able to hit a button in a ribbon to disconnect because if there's a Skywarn net, and maybe you don't even hit a button, you just basically put in your call sign and declare yourself net control in the log at that point, before you've even keyed up your mic, because you put your call sign in that cell, Excel knows that you're starting a net. But you probably should do it so that it's a button, just so that it's not too automated. But essentially, once that button is pushed, it disconnects from the rest of the network so that we can run like a localized Skywarn net, and we're not, putting it over the entire net. And so it's kind of the proof of concept I need is to SSH into a device and change its state. And in order to do that, I need the node to be on a different network. I could host my node at my home and then try to flip it over the web. However, I'm not really a big fan of opening ports and doing that, you know, as, security. It's not quite this using MI6. So, and then also, I could do that and show everybody that it works, but then when we actually go to implement it on MI6, it's going to just be completely different. And so the right way to do it is to do it right the first time and put the node on MI6 and show everybody this is how I would do it, and disconnect. In the meantime, we're able to disconnect. You know, I think Tim is using DTMF tones, and that works. So that's kind of been why I put it on the shelf, because right now we're able to limp along until I can get on MI6. But I'm feeling like I'm, you know, like too much time is passing, and I need to get back onto that. There's other ways, and I could, you know, cheat and put it on an Azure network and SSH into a virtual machine and disconnect it there, and it's just that requires more setup, and it's in the wrong direction, you know. I want to kind of do it once. I don't really want to be doing things 2-3 different ways, because I don't really have the time for that.
Got it. Completely understood. What more equipment do you need? I know that you and Darren had purchased like dishes or something along those lines for that network. What else is required?
I'm in here and throw my 2 cents in. I think you guys are overthinking it. I've been doing repeaters a long time. A couple reasons to a DTMF, so you make the announcement so everybody knows what's going on across the network, including the repeater you're disconnecting. And two, you just simply throw out a DTMF command, or they can log into a super.
So basically, there's a way to get into MI6 with a router, essentially, and proper routing. And so I've got it. It's on my Christmas list of things for me to get for Christmas. But I don't know if I should wait that long. I might just pull the trigger and get it. I need a MikroTik, I forget how to pronounce it, but it's one of those type of routers to get into the MI6, and then I need to set that up and kind of figure that out. And then I also want to get, we'll keep the horse before the carriage type thing, but yeah, that's mainly what I need. Is the router. It's not terribly expensive either. It's just, you know, I kind of wanted to get through the holidays and all that, but I'm kind of feeling a little bit of pressure to get, because it's kind of, we're at that point now where we need that, you know, so especially if we're going to try to roll out before the new year, you know, it's kind of something that I need to figure out.
I think it was Jeff, but he had a Central Michigan ID out there. Jeff, you doubled up. Can you go again?
I don't know if it was just on my side, but I could tell someone was trying to key up, but I didn't hear any audio. Just a couple blips here and there.
It was Jeff, John. He had some comments on your project, but I don't know. How about we reconvene another time, and we can get a hold of him, and he has some input, I think. NHWRO, let's clear the air for now.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll catch you guys out here soon. This is K8LAX monitoring.
I've lost my cell service. I don't know if you guys heard what I said or not. So I think I'm back. Okay, wait, I'm still here.
K-E-8-W-U-O. I hear you now.
Being automated, it's not, is always a good thing. Just keep the old KISS acronym, simple, stupid, because you might write a program and then it's automated and something happens to you and you go away and, you know, then it's broke and the next guy can't fix it, where if it's just DTMF, DTMF to connect, DTMF to disconnect, or even the Allmon, Supermon page. It's a whole lot simpler, and it works. And really need to make the announcement over the air before it's connected or disconnected, so people listening what's going on. I know the net, for the weekly net, it doesn't make an announcement, but people know, you know, at that time, set time, that that's what's going on. But just my two cents. Been playing repeater for a long time, and automation isn't always the best thing in that situation. But just my two cents worth. Keep it up, Stavir.
Copy that. Yeah, I agree. I think keeping it simple is typically a pretty good way to go. So. I can't disagree with you there. So I will definitely heed that advice, and you know we'll see you know what the powers that be say. But I think the DTMF tones would always be an option. I don't think they would go away or anything, but it would just be an alternative method that if we wanted to, we could do it that way too. And we could probably make a voice announcement that would play when we did it. But we'll put it on the shelf for right now and kind of put some heads together and go from there.
I totally understand, but, you know, something like that, automating something like that, I just, you know, like I said, played repeater for a long time, and it doesn't always work out the correct way, because you might be in the middle of something, and then all of a sudden, you know, it says, oh, I'm going to do this automatic. Well, it's not always the best to... just like the driverless cars driving through, kids getting picked up at buses or crime scene where there's cops. You know, there was this one not too long ago where driverless car drove through it, and because it was all automated, so I mean, it's not always the right thing. But anyways, all right, carry on.
We want it automated.
Your pocket? Did you wake up, or did somebody kick your chair when they walked by, or what? Were you sleeping? Woke you up?
No, it's your voice, man. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Wakes me straight up.
You must really have some issues.
We all have issues. Anyhow. Now, we got some cool ideas. We haven't completely flushed them out here, but John and I have talked, and there's some cool ideas we'd like to implement. As John said, supplemental, not in lieu of, in place of, but in addition to. But as we tend to flush that out, we can keep you abreast of what we're doing.
Sometimes. All right, I gotta go.
KBSW. Hey, Darren, KF8 ETQ. KEA-LAX. I don't know what you're working on. I think you mentioned you were, the other night, you were working on your MMDVM, but you're just keying up the repeater. There's no audio, and you're not keeping it held open.
KE8FCR, modern statewide one.
KE8FCR, KE8LAX.
Dean, good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. In Troy, driving to the wife's company Christmas party.
Very nice. Very nice. Whereabouts are you driving to for the Christmas party? I'm just leaving the office, so I might be heading the opposite way of you.
Yeah, the office is basically 16 in Crooks.
Copy that. Yep, I'm coming from the 12 in Van Dyke area, but just getting ready to jump on 94, so I'll pass you on the freeway at some point.
Fair enough. How have you been liking it? If I'm correct, you joined out St. Clair County. How are you liking that so far?
You are correct. Yeah, I did join up at St. Clair. I like St. Clair. Not quite as busy or as much going on as what I hear from you guys in Macomb. I want to get to a couple of the Macomb meetings just to be a dual citizen, if you will, since I do live right on the county line. But there's some exciting things going on in St. Clair, kind of playing around with the Push-to-Talk app, still investigating how we can get repeaters linked, and then I'm working with Riley on some net logging and papers tracking software that I used to use in the UP for search and rescue, but it integrates extremely well with amateur radio and APRS.
Very nice. That does sound interesting. Have you experimented with your QCH and trying to hit the hit your guys' repeater for Peru?
A little bit. I know I can't hit it with a handheld. The mobile in my truck, I can actually hit it from County Line Road. But it is the mobile in my truck's only 25 watts on VHF, so it's a little broken getting into that repeater from County Line with 25 watts. But other than that, I should be able to get into the Bell River power plant from my QTH once I get the 50-watt rig up and running there.
Fair enough. I spent most of my week over there on right off the river by the state park, and I played around with that repeater a little bit. It's interesting. The voice activation thing's really interesting, and I'm still trying to get the hang of it so I can properly use it.
Yeah, the voice activation gets quite a few people. It was the last meeting I was at, the closing remarks were, and don't forget Bell River is voice activated. So, according to Riley at the last meeting, the best practice to use that repeater is when you key up, give a second or two, and then throw your call sign out or something similar, start your transmission. So that's kind of best practice for the voice activated repeater.
Okay, so that's that probably is when you key up, it's probably expecting voice based off the annual carrier. Okay, that's interesting. I haven't actually gotten the chance to talk to Riley about it, but last time I seen him was their Winter Skywarn up there, so I did go and attend that.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm bummed I missed the Winter Skywarn. I wanted to be there, but when he sent the date out last minute, I was still 4 hours away at here at that time, so I had to miss it, unfortunately. I've been working on my Skywarn training online, but I'm not quite so sure how the certificate process works once you get everything completed online. Might just have to see if I can get in touch with someone at the Pontiac NWS and see how that whole thing works.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I know I had asked about a certificate, and that question was covered. And apparently they don't really hand them out for the winter Skywarn. They usually do it for the spring some training sessions. But they were kind of just showing a website, and you select what course you took, and you just kind of put your name in there and print it. It feels slightly unofficial, but it's unofficially official. K-E-8-L-A-X-R-I-D.
K-E-8-F-C-R for ID. So, wait, it's an honor system for I did the course and here's my certificate and you know it's true because I printed it myself? That's kind of hilarious, honestly.
Because it's not needed. It's just meant to make you all feel better.
See, there you go. There's the answer.
Man, that's pretty hilarious. Yeah. Oh, well. You know what? I'll do the class online, and what happens, I guess. You know, it's interesting that they would give things out in the spring session, but not the winter session. Do they go through just winter-related weather hazards for the winter session, or do they just do the whole Skywarn training? Because, you know, measuring snow is a lot different from looking at wall clouds and funnel clouds.
No, it was primarily geared towards winter weather. I guess I misspoke. The winter courses are not on that honor system, as you call it, but the online courses and the summer courses are. Like the individual, I didn't catch his ID on the radio. Like he said, it's not required. It's just meant to make us feel better. So a certificate's not necessarily necessary.
Got it. Okay, that makes more sense then. So I'll just finish up what I've been working on online and plan to attend the spring course. And, you know, now that the federal government's back open, I'll keep chugging away at my FEMA courses. You know, some of the most exciting courses ever written. But keep chugging away at that level one, and get to level two. So, yeah, lots of training with you.
Fair enough. Well, I'm just pulling up to my destination now. I got like two driveways to go, so I'm going to say 73s and clear out on your final, but I appreciate the QSO. This is KEA-LAX.
All right, 73s, Dean. Pleasure chatting with you. Appreciate the QSO. And I will be monitoring KEA-LAX. This is KEA-FCR.
KEA-LAX, clear.
Hey, Mila.
I'm watching you, Nene.
Where you at, Tom? N-A-W-R-O.
Rochester.
Well, let's see. I think if you're heading home, you'll have time, right, to get to the net?
Yeah, I should be. I should be just fine. Just trying to get through Rochester, and then by the time I get home, it'll be around 1900.
Ooh, let me know. Do they got their Christmas lights up? Isn't that the place that does it up right?
Yeah, downtown is all lit up.
Yeah, very nice. I think it's that town, and I think it's Wally's New Baltimore. They do it up nice, too. I think they have a Christmas tree in the middle of one of the streets.
Right at the end of Washington Street in New Baltimore.
Yes, sir, that's right. That is the intersection right there. I haven't been down there this year, but that was last year. I was taking a look at it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I was going to go down Adams to Silverbell, and then I'll go down Rochester, see the pretty one.
All righty. Well, I will be disconnecting and stuff out here in a few minutes to prepare for our net tonight. And we'll reconnect a little bit after 8 when we're done. Other than that, finish up the Skywarn liaison document, take care of a few typos, and I'm sure I'll hear you on the net.
Yeah, I should be. Don't see a reason why I can't be.
All right. Drive safe during the last few miles, Tom. N8WRO, I'll be clear at QSO after you, sir.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to get through this downtown traffic so I can, you know, be a haste to Memphis. I'll see you at 7, KC8KJO.
KC8KJO, KEOAX. Hey, Tom, could you let me know if I'm getting into the system good? I'm at 16 in Crooks, sitting in front of my wife's office.
Yeah, you sound good, KC8KJO. I got you.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. KEOAX, clear.
KC8KJO.
W8DAP.
Well, hello there, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Yeah, I just want to let you know your audio seems to be really low compared to the other gentleman out there, and it's hard to know who's right. Maybe he's too loud, or you're right, he's right, and you're too quiet. But anyhow, there's a pretty big difference in volume, so I don't know what that's all about. But other than that, just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, it's probably because I had the mic a little bit away from my face and my audio is a little low in my throat. So, how's this? Does it sound any better?
Yeah, it's getting, that's a lot better. Okay, that's all it was. Never mind. No need for alarms.
Yeah, I got this one. I got the audio on my digital turned down a little bit just because I tend to bark on it, but I might have to adjust it just a tad, you know. Keeping my mic a couple inches from my mouth, usually doesn't mean just right. If I go too far away, then it cuts me out a little bit.
Yeah, in this radio, I usually talk about 4 inches away in a pretty normal tone. So, which radio is that? I'm on the 9600 right now.
It's my Motorola XBR 4550.
All righty. Yeah, now that I got that DM32, I keep that on and scan, and that way I know when someone's out here. It's got the dual watch and all that good stuff. But yeah, getting ready for the super cold. It's a super moon tonight, but it's going to be super cold tonight.
Oh, I know. I saw that. It's going to be like 8 out there. I got the heat turned up at the house. Yeah, I was looking at the DM32. I see one for like $60, but I got to wait till next month to do that one. Because I got the MB1701. I got that for like $50. That one was TRP compatible, so I got that one instead.
Leaving a little space in there in case anyone wants to get in. Yeah, I have the 1701, and I have the 9600, and I have the RT3S. And I use the same code plug, but this doesn't, the DM32 doesn't have OpenGD, but it's got a lot of the same features, a lot of customization features, and does pretty much everything except for the satellite tracking. That's the only thing, which I don't really care about on an HT, but, you know, I use it on the mobile because it's 50 watts. But so I'm creating a code plug. Well, that turned my radio down. Yeah, I'm creating a code plug for that since a bunch of people bought them, so I'm making code plugs right now.
Yeah, I got the MB9600 also. That's my coworker is using that for GMRS. And but we got that mounted in his work truck, and that's how we communicate back and forth when we're out on the road. It's a lot easier than trying to talk on the phone.
Yeah, we've been having some pretty good results with those POC, push-to-talk over cellular radios. They have their own little SIM card in them, little walkie-talkies. We've been having a blast of those things. They work pretty darn good most of the time, unless you hit a dead spot. you know, just like anything else. But, no, I use it all the way up north and in the woods and everything, and it works fine, like 99.99% of the time. So that's what we use, just screw around with something different.
Yeah, I got to find one of those. What are they, like $30 or two for 60 or something like that?
No, they were two for 85 was the cheapest I've ever seen them, but now they're like 120. They're about $60 a piece now, 50 to 60 a piece now. And there's always some discount code you can use. But, yeah, Black Friday they had a couple deals, but definitely at least 45 a piece no matter what. Now, like I said, when they first came out, they were a little bit cheaper, introduction price. They got a new one out that actually has Wi-Fi capability, and it's also a UHF radio built in. So it's got UHF and FOC in one radio. And, Dave picked one of those up. We're going to see what it's like.
Well, that's cool. I just met him on Sunday for the first time. Put a face to the voice.
Well, I've been to breakfast, and I try to forget some of the faces I see. Just kidding. I know the Donald's out there listening, going, "Who's talking about me?" But no, I've known Dave for actually Dave grew up like three streets away from me, but we didn't know each other because of our age difference. But yeah, it's funny. Found out that Dave lived like three streets away from me growing up.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Does Donald have a DMR? I can't remember if he does or not.
I thought I heard him out here before. I swore I heard him out here before. I'm sure one of his Motorola's has DMR. I don't know. Or was Ocean, whatever. Yeah, I think he's out here listening. Anyhow, hello if you are there, Donald.
You're talking about that Wuxian or whatever?
In one dialect of Chinese, it's actually ocean. The W is like silent, and it's ocean. But I've heard in other dialects it's Wuxian. So, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I call it a Wuxian. That's right, it was a while before that. I actually pronounced Hyundai correctly because I used to say Hyundai.
W-H-A-R mobile.
The Hyundai is basically the same company. Offshoots of each other. But, yeah, whoops on, whoops off. Yeah, wax on, wax off.
Yeah, I thought Hyundai was part of Honda, but it's not. Acura is part of Honda. Lexus is Toyota. And Hyundai and Kia are the same.
Yeah, I think one of the, well, you know, at least a few years back, one of the Chrysler Town Country or whatever minivan was also had the Volkswagen nameplate on it as well. I think there was, they were made by Chrysler in Canada, Windsor. But, yeah, they're all about the same now. They all spy on each other. They use the same parts, you know, and the engineers go back and forth between the companies. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's just your name preference, I guess. They're pretty much close together. But, anywho, where are you heading right now? I'm sitting at home.
Hey, Kid Joe. I am heading home, and I'm on Rochester Road. I'm going to take it all the way to Romeo Road and then take that down into Armada and off to home so I can get on my nose before the meeting starts tonight at 7.
Yep. I used to like that was one of my motorcycle rides. I'd take Rochester up to 32. Or as you would call it, Romeo Road, and swing over to Armada and then come back down that way. That was like a nice little, I don't know, half hour, 45-minute jaunt on the bike in the morning. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get ready to go shopping. If before it gets too cold. It's like, crept down to 19 degrees since we started talking. It was like 21, now it's 19. So, better get out there, do some shopping. Traffic should be light easing up. So, all right, catch you later. W-A-E-A-P.
All right, have a good one, Eric. Nice to hear you back on the radio. I haven't heard you for a while. I was wondering what happened to you. But I know how it goes. Work schedule and radio schedule sometimes don't jive. All right, be safe out there. It's 14 degrees where I'm at. JC at KGO.
N8XPQ, listening on statewide one. N8XPQ on statewide one.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. John, are you here?
KF8ETQ, I think he's still on 7.2. Give me a minute, I'll let him know you're calling. KE8LAX. KF8ETQ, KF8ETQ, this is KE8LAX. He's on the 7.2 and away from his digital mobile radio. He said that he can get back to you when he gets back to the home QTH, or you can QSY over to 7.2. KE8LAX, Twitter.
KF8ETQ, thank you.
KCKGO.
KCKGO, KE8LAX. You sounded really good on that net, or on that node tonight.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it dropped off for a second. I'm like, let me get back on it.
Try that again. I had some packet loss there.
Oh, what? You didn't hear me groan? I'm on my open spot right now.
You were coming in pretty darn good. I'm assuming that was your all-star node.
Yeah, that was my all-star node.
Very nice. Are you still on the road, or are you back to the home QTH?
Home QTH, sitting at the kitchen table on my open spot for DMR.
Well, it gets you in there, and you sound good on both. Which radio are you using right now on your open spot?
The DM1701. I got the UB380 charging right now, and then I was on a Baofeng UB5R with the just my all-star node, and then I change it over to my ICOM.
Copy that. I mean, I'm close enough to the machine that I'm able to get in, but the all-star node, I think, is not my next project, but definitely a project that I wanna play with and build. Something I want to actually build from the ground up. I don't know if I actually want to buy one pre-made.
Well, my all-star node isn't. I mean, I bought the parts and the pieces and then put it together, followed the instructions, loaded the All-Star software on it, and then programmed the frequency I want. I bought the little Shari radio. That wasn't expensive at all. And I was just missing a couple key things, like flipping the cord over when I program it and flipping it back for it. So that was like a dope moment kind of thing.
Yeah, but if you don't know that, which I didn't, but I guess if you don't know that, then it could really mess you up if you don't know.
Well, it says something about needed two USB cables, but I didn't understand what they were talking about, and I took it over to Wally, WADD, and went to his house, and he has the exact same one. So, he goes, hold on. He goes, oh, this is what you did. You forgot to flip it. So he flipped it, programmed it, flipped it, plugged it into my node. And everything else was programmed in it. He just forgot a couple things, and he put some macros in for me. And makes it a whole lot easier. I just hit star 5-2 for 7.2 and star 5-2-6 for FBI. So it worked out great. And like I said, sitting in my front room, and I use like a half a watt to talk to it. It's got a 1 watt power on it. So I can go talk to my store across the street.
Yeah, that's really cool. So what you're explaining is that it kind of
it kind of has like hotkeys for your favorite repeaters rather than having to dial in the node number every time. Is that correct? K8LAS Friday.
Yeah, he's done a couple of macros because it's Linux, and putting some macros in there. I saw where he did it, but didn't pay too much attention to it, but he just put the two primary ones that I need in there, which is great. And then if I want to go to any other All-Star node, I just hit star 806 to disconnect, and then star 3, the new All-Star node number, and it connects me right away.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm definitely interested in getting into that. I know it's completely different from the DMR hotspot or MMDVM, but very similar concept, although completely different animal.
Absolutely. And if it works out great, it does what exactly what I needed to do, and it just sits in the front room, and when I come home on Thursdays, I key into it on the weekends.
Copy that, and that's awesome, because it kind of saves you, not necessarily in an emergency situation, but it kind of saves you from having to run coax throughout the house and, you know, try to jump on the roof or put a antenna up right away. So that's a definite benefit.
Well, I have a little NEPQ here that I got from K8YNU, and I got a power supply for it. I just got to get an antenna, and I'm going to put that up in the attic on the back side of the house, and you know, just on like a steel plate with a mag mount for a ground plane. And then use that too, you know, because I got an upstairs room that goes right up, you know, that's right below the attic, so it shouldn't be hard to put a 20-foot cord or something up there and drill a hole and drop it down or something.
Shouldn't be too difficult. What unit did you say you got from KE8YMU?
It's just a little NEPQ. You know, where everything's all contained in the mic kind of thing. It's only like 25 volts, but it'll do the trick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, most of it, in my opinion, has to do with your antenna. That antenna that I got from the work site that we did, I took it all apart, cleaned it up, figured out what was going on with it, and cleaned it up, put it up on the roof, and I can hit Avoca and pretty much all the St. Clair repeaters and everything on low power 5 watts. That's as low as my one radio goes. And with my little HP hooked up to it, I can do most any of our local stuff on 1 watt. So it's really just all about the antenna, in my opinion.
Yeah, I got to look that up and... So I got my HGs that do 5 watts, so check that out and see if I can hit at least an HT here. I mean, because I can hit the Sinclair Windlink tower, so I should definitely not have a problem hitting the UHF receiver.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I'm using a, well, I shouldn't say using. I have a DigiRig from KAWUO. I need to, well, I'm going to modify one cable, but I need to buy a set of cables and see if I can hit the Mount Clemens and the St. Clair County Windlink nodes and see if I can get into them. Have you had any luck working Mount Clemens?
I tried a little bit during the glass, but didn't think anything much of it, believe it or not.
Fair enough. That's definitely something I would like to attempt to achieve, because I'm so close that if it is anything like a DMR with you know, packet correction and stuff along those lines, I should be able to hit it HT all day long from the QPH.
Absolutely. You shouldn't have an issue with it. I'm going to try it again probably this week or something.
Copy that. I would definitely be interested in your success or lack thereof.
But I'm going to say 7-3s for the night. I'll spend a little bit of time with the family. It's the son's birthday today. So I'm going to hop out here and say 7-3s. This is KELAX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Oh, funny as it sounds, that's all I'm going to tell you. I got one of these UV5RXs from Micro Center for like $10. I'm going to mess around with this real quick for a bit. I'm going to go sit back and relax. So, 73 to you also. Yeah, family. And we'll talk to you soon, KCK Bill.
Will do. K8LAX clear.
W8AOR, Mobile, Muskegon.
F8DRC. KF8DRC. Radio check. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC. This is KF8DPZ. How you doing tonight, Jack?
Very good. How about you? How am I sounding on this radio?
Well, I'm doing all right there. Name's Cliff, by the way. We've spoken a number of times before in the past. You sound like you're sitting next to me and we're not even talking on the radio. That's how good you sound.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Because less than my 390, the CYT 390 I'm talking.
Well, you sound just fine on it. It's doing a perfect job.
Thank you again. Take care. Have a good evening. KFA, DRC.
You too, Jack. Pleasure talking to you again. KFA, DPZ, monitoring.